2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome. And I am so thrilled to be here with you live today on this Thursday afternoon in Calgary and Thursday afternoon or evening in most of North America. As some of you may know from reading the newsletter, I got called away and it was actually about 20 minutes or half an hour before I was supposed to go on air 2 weeks ago today. But we got a call that we needed to make a fast trip to Australia because a family member had passed away. And I really want to thank Kiara for just jumping in and finding a replay and doing it. And I thought then that I was going to be able to do the show from Australia on the following week because it would be Friday morning. But as things turn out, that was the morning of the funeral. And so I've been gone for 3 weeks. And so I'm really glad to be back with you today. And what we're going to talk about on today's show, yes, we're going to talk about belief repatterning because we always do. How do you shift your mind around things? But the topic I've picked for today is one really near and dear to my heart. The topic is, what do you do when there's more to do than day to do it in? What do you do when there's more to do than day to do it in? And when I say it's near and dear to my heart, wow, it's really what hit me this week. And I thought, you know, it's always best when I talk about what's going on in my world because I find that it's going on in other people's worlds as well. And so we're going to talk today about that. So you know the kind of day. You wonder how you'll ever begin, let alone manage to wade through the unrelenting pile of stuff that is a top priority that has to get done today or yesterday. Well, I'll support you in this next hour by helping you find peacefulness of an accomplishing day by putting your mind to how you want to be rather than how much there is to do. And during the course of this hour, we're going to talk about five practical things you can start right now, ideas and activities that will help move you from overwhelmed to accomplished. I'm looking forward to this hour. I know you're going to get some great ideas. And if you've got a question, a comment, or you'd like to do some repatterning, you'd like some support to get out of that overwhelmed space, or if you've got anything else on your mind that you think I can help you with, I would love to hear from you. You can call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. It's a toll-free number. Kiara will ask you for your email address, and that's simply so that I can then send you an invitation to the next online Flip Your Switch course. So we'll talk a little bit more about that Flip Your Switch course coming up, but it's a $99 value, and callers today will receive a complimentary seat in that course. So that's what we're talking about today. What you do when there's more to do than day to do it in. Happens to all of us, and it happened to me. So I'll just read you a little bit from the newsletter that we sent out. If you're not yet receiving the newsletter for the Belief Repatterning newsletter, I send it out once a week. Usually give a blurb about what we're going to be talking about on the show that week. Although the last couple of weeks I sent it out and then discovered I couldn't make the show. So I apologize if you were looking forward to those topics. I will be doing a recording on those topics and they'll be available. We'll get them out there and available in the archives. But until then, I called today's musings or this week's musing a superwoman kind of day. So re-entry, which is what I call whenever you come back from someplace. So re-entry from a holiday or an illness or time off can make you wonder if you'll ever find your balance point again. And that's how I felt this morning. This was actually yesterday when I wrote this, but that's how I felt. The first 2 days back from my unexpected Australian trip, I saw clients. And client days are always joyful for me because I get to witness the movement of individuals from the stuck to the creative, positive, forward-moving places. And then Wednesday was a desk day. you know, those days where you just go, okay, I've got to catch up on my correspondence, my phone messages, my emails. Time to catch up on all those things that had happened while I was away, and the pile seemed overwhelming. Yes, I get there too. I'm not immune from that. Just because I repatterned and I developed the technique doesn't mean I don't go to that place of, oh my goodness. There was more to do than Superwoman and six of her superhero friends could possibly accomplish in one day. And that's what rose before me yesterday morning. Daunting, absolutely. Until I did what I know how to do, I chose my word for the day. So I'm going to just do a little aside here. Those of you who listen regularly know I talk about picking a word for the day, and in fact have created an app, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the how to use that in a little bit, because it's one of the five techniques. But let me tell you what happened to me yesterday when I chose my word. I chose my word, and the word was focus. Seriously, there are 999 supportive energy words in Pocket Full of Possibilities, which is a little booklet that I've got, which 999 words to up your vibration. And I muscle tested my way to page 6, column 2, section 1, word 4. Well, if you've taken Flip Your Switch, the online course, or you're a one-on-one client, or you've done the Daily Practice 101, you'll know what I mean when I say I muscle tested my way to page 6, column 2, section 1, word 4. If you haven't, let me say that basically there's a 1 in 999 chance that the word focus would have been my guiding word for that day. Today, my guiding word is prosperity. You know, there's 999 words, but yesterday it was focus. So I opened up my journal and I wrote the word focus. And then I did these repatterning statements. So if you're experiencing some overwhelm, let's do these repatterning statements together. Even if you're not, it never hurts. You can proactively do these statements, and it doesn't matter if they're not applying to you right now. It'll kick in when you need it. So, 6 stages: forgiveness, permission, choice, freedom, affirmation, and then surrender. We'll start with forgiveness, and we forgive ourselves for believing. So I forgive myself for believing that I need to go to a place of overwhelm. So I'll get you to repeat that with me. I forgive myself for believing that I need to go to a place of overwhelm. And breathe it in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay? And then we'll do a permission. I give myself permission to focus. I give myself permission to focus. Okay? And breathe it in. And let it go. So the forgiveness is really acknowledging where you are. Permission's opening to a new possibility. So you may find your little monkey in your head saying, but I don't know how to focus. There's too much, blah, 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 blah. And that's okay. That's okay. You can address it. So let's go back in case that's going on for you. I forgive myself for believing that just because there's a mountain of stuff, it means I have to be overwhelmed. I forgive myself for believing that just because there's a mountain of stuff that I have to go and be overwhelmed. Okay, breathe that in. And you might want to do something that would open up the possibility. So I give myself permission to move that mountain of stuff to a table beside me and focus on one thing at a time. I give myself permission to move that mountain of stuff to a table beside me and focus on one thing at a time. Okay, I breathe that in and let it go. Okay? So if the monkey comes up, it's not about ignoring it. It's about going to hear what it says and then having a conversation with it. You know, a considered conversation, something that makes sense. And yeah, you might have a stack of stuff to do, but getting overwhelmed is not going to help you do it, and you know that. So move into focus will. So the next stage is the choice stage. And we put the two ideas together. So I can focus or I can be overwhelmed. I choose to focus. It's kind of like when you put the two ideas together, it's a no-brainer. I can focus or I can be overwhelmed. And I choose to focus and breathe it in and let it go. So if that little monkey in your head is giving you a real challenge and you know, kind of being problematic with you, give us a shout. I'm happy to help you with it. You can call in on 877-230-3062 and happy to repattern. When I'm working on the radio or in the book, I'm just giving some general ones that'll work. But when we can get specific and go right to what it is that you're dealing with, this is even more effective. So I'm free to move through today with focus. So we'll move to the freedom statement, which is where you try it on. I'm free to move through today with focus. Breathe it in. Okay, and that's when you start opening up to possibilities. Once you're over that line, once you get yourself to the choice stage and you make the choice to be on the supportive side of the line instead of beating yourself up, then your mind opens up and is able to creatively think again. And that's when you can start using some of the things that you know how to use. And if you don't know how to use them, we're going to talk today about five specific ones. The first one I talked about is choosing a word and letting that word guide you. So, for example, my word today is prosperity. So what I did when I was looking at my activities today, I thought, what helps me feel prosperous? What allows me to bring prosperity to others? What brings prosperity to my business? And that's the guiding word that I use to make my decisions on how I prioritize. And this is what I mean when how do you want to be instead of what do you want to do? Feel the feeling. I wanted to feel prosperous. So that's the guiding word for today for me. Yesterday it was focus. So that freedom statement where we open up to the possibility. And the next stage in the repatterning process is called affirmation. And it's where you find an example of how you already know how to do this. I'm going to ask you to just, if you're repatterning along with me, stop and take a sip of water with me. Repatterning takes a lot of water. And the reason is that your neural pathways in your brain require oxygen, which is why we do the breathing, water, and protein. So you may find yourself getting hungry, but just have a little piece of cheese or peanut butter on a cracker. A little bit of protein will help. A little handful of nuts. Okay, so we're looking for an example of where you focused and it worked out for you. So I'm going to use the example of I focused for 10 minutes on my word and I am moving forward because that's the one I used yesterday. But you will want to put your own example in. So where were you focused today? Were you focused when you were in the shower, washing your hair? Were you focused or were you daydreaming there? Were you focused when you walked the kids to school? Were you focused when you, it doesn't matter what activity you were doing, but when were you focused and it worked out well? Were you focused yesterday when you tidied up that corner of your desk? Or were you focused last night when you decided to go to bed early and get that extra sleep that you needed? Okay? It doesn't have to be like concentrated bookwork kind of focus. It's just where were you focused when it worked out? Okay, so come up with your own example because that's going to work the best. So I'm going to use my example and then I'm going to give you a space to put your own in. So I know what it feels like to be focused. I just focused for 10 minutes on my word for today and I am moving forward. I know what it feels like to be focused. I just focused. Put your own example there. And then reinforce it. And I am moving forward and breathe it in. Now, again, if your monkey's having a moment and giving you a little kind of upset about it, simply call in and I'll help you repattern through it. And then the final statement is a surrender statement where you go, yeah, I am doing this. Recognizing where you are, not looking at all the examples of where you're not. That's where your mind may want to take you, but you want to train your mind to move over to looking for the where you are doing what's supporting you. So I am focused and my creativity is kicking in. And that's just like me on a very full and very accomplishing day. And you breathe it in. Okay, so try that. I am focused and my creativity is kicking in. And that's just like me on a very full and very accomplishing day. Okay, so breathe that one in and let it go. So we'll go back to the rest of that newsletter and a couple more of the techniques, but I want to go back and just make sure that you've got this idea of how you use the word for today. So I'm just going to pull up today's word. I'm going to my app. It's called a 365 Repattern. And every day it will send you a message with a word of the day. So this is an activity that I teach in Flip Your Switch, the online course, which is, you know, really how do you take the material that I'm talking about on the radio show, take the material that's in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. How do you take that and really integrate it into your own life using your own examples, using your own activities, using your own situation? So if you've been reading it and going, oh, that's fine, but that doesn't apply to me, you need to invest in this course, because what we'll do is I will help you make it work for you. We keep the class sizes small, usually between 10 and 15. Sometimes there's fewer, but never more than 15. And making sure that you get that one-on-one support. One of the things that we do is I say we pick the word for today. So my word for today, as I said earlier, was prosperity. The word that came out on the app for today was gorgeous. Richly colored, sumptuous, magnificent, splendid. How might I show up as gorgeous today? And this gives you something to think about. So if I was looking at gorgeous against the overwhelm, I'd go, okay, what can I make gorgeous? Maybe I can make my desk gorgeous. And I might just take everything off, put it on a table to the side, make my desk gorgeous, and then work from there. People ask me about the app and how, if I write the words every day. And the answer is yes, I do, but not exactly. And here's what I mean by not exactly. These words are my words from last year. Because what I do is every day I pick a word and I put it in my journal, like I said earlier, and I write a little bit. Sometimes I just write two or three lines. Sometimes I write a series of repatterning statements. Sometimes I write pages on that word. But then I use those. So when I'm writing the 365 repattern for 2015, I go through my 2014 journal and pick out the words. So yesterday's word on the 365 app was equipped. Each of us is equipped in unique and wonderful ways. In what ways am I uniquely equipped? So again, you could take that and apply it to any of the situations that you have that you're trying to find a way through. Okay? So that's the picking the word for the day and then letting it, kind of looking at whatever the situation is through that lens, through that example. So I said that I was going to give you five different activities or ways of going from overwhelmed to accomplishing. One of them is pick a word, pick a focused word. It works every time. It's always fun in the courses when people say, wow, like instead of, oh, I have to clean up the kitchen, it's okay, how do I make my kitchen gorgeous? Way more fun, puts a whole different spin on it. So another activity that I used yesterday is something that I call the brain dump. And I don't know about you, but I get what I call the chickity-chickities going on in my brain. Things are just going so fast. I got to do this. Ah, and there's that. And it's my mind just gets going on me. And I've talked to lots of people, and I find that this is not just my challenge. It goes for a lot of people. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit here about how I suggest that you do a brain dump. Some people say to me, I'm too busy to do it. And it's like, honestly, gift yourself this. It's such a really easy activity to do. Grab a piece of paper and a pen. Grab your phone. Set the timer for 3 minutes or 5 minutes, no more, okay? No more than 5 minutes. Set the timer and then start writing down a list of all the things that are jumping around in your head. Now, the reason I say no more than 3-5 minutes at the outside is because that's going to give you a big list. If you stop thinking about things, that's great. Stop then. If you're going, I can't think of anything more, stop then. Don't wait for the timer to go. Don't feel like you have to fill up that time frame. But what you'll find is that it'll calm down your brain. It's literally like you're dumping all of the stuff out onto the paper. Then what you're going to do, when the timer goes, you put your pen down and you think, what is my word for today? And my word was focus. So I thought, okay, what's one thing I can do that I can focus on here? And I will just do that one thing. I'm not going to check email. I'm not going to answer the phone. I'm not going to get up and get myself a cup of tea. What's one thing that I can focus on and do? And I decided 30 minutes. And so I picked one thing and just did that. And I finished it in about 20 minutes, even though I thought it was going to take about 30. And then I went, okay. Now I'm going to focus on taking care of myself. went and got a cup of tea, came back. What's the next thing I focus on? And I chose another item. And that time, I didn't say I'm going to do it for 30 minutes. I said, I'm going to do it for 20 minutes. What's a 20-minute item? And I did that. Took a little stretch break after the 20 minutes, went and checked the mail, came back, sat down immediately, put the mail on the counter, did not open it. What's the next priority that I want to focus on for 10 minutes? And then at the end of the 10 minutes, it was like, okay, it was about an hour, a little bit over an hour, because I'd had those two little breaks, about an hour and 5 minutes. And then what I did was go for a walk. 10-minute walk, come back, and I repeated it. So the brain dump is getting the things down. Now, here's the interesting thing about the brain dump. When you complete the task, take a highlighter and highlight it. Rather than checking it off or crossing it off, take a highlighter and highlight it. You may remember that when you were in school, you highlighted the things that were important. And that's exactly what you're doing, is you're highlighting it. This was your priority. You focused on it. And it's complete, or it's moved along. If you've only done part of it, you know, only highlight half of it or two-thirds of it. If you've got it written on a, you know, to complete your books for the whole year. Well, I wouldn't write that down. I would write complete my books for my bank account for January, February, March, my credit card for January, February, March. And then I can choose one of them, complete it, and highlight it. Rather than having these great big tasks like clean the house. No, that's way too huge. Make the task list things like vacuum the living room, sweep the kitchen floor, put the food away, hang up the clothes. Make the items on your brain dump be specific things that you can focus on and do in short time frames. And that leads me to my third thing that's going to work. And then we're going to take a quick break, but I want to give you this one more thing. I call it just 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes. Something that I talk about in the book about doing something the first 10 minutes of the day, and you can use that 10-minute activity to get a lot of things done. And so when I'm feeling like I'm scattered or I'm overwhelmed or I can't go on or I'm tired, I go, okay, just 10 minutes more. I set my timer for 10 minutes and I pick one thing that I know I can accomplish in 10 minutes or less. And then I just do it. And then I feel so accomplished afterwards. It's about training yourself to be congratulatory of yourself, to be successful, to not focus on the 9,000 things that haven't happened, but on the one or two things that you did accomplish. Brain dumping it, getting it out of your head, stopping the spin cycle in your brain, highlighting them when there's done, and using the just 10 minutes rule, along with using your word of the day as the focus, will all help you move from overwhelmed to accomplishing. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, would love to chat with you. If you've got questions or comments or things that you're wondering about how you could get some help with, I would be happy to help you with that. I think we're going to have Kira make a bit of a cameo appearance. She hopped on the line 3 weeks ago, and we did some repatterning around how she was feeling about her new car, and I'm excited to have you hear the update because she sent me a note, and it was just like, that's wonderful. Would love to share with the listeners about that. So you're listening to Contact Talk Radio. I'm Suze Casey. This is Flipping the Switch, and we'll be back in 2 minutes to talk more about how you can repattern yourself from overwhelm to accomplishing.
Learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. This is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through belief repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on SuzeCasey.com. That's SuzeCasey.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. SuzeCasey.com.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. So one of the things that was very interesting was being on the other side of the world and having just a whole different perspective. Last week, I wrote about it in my newsletter, my blog, about I was in the house and I could hear a chainsaw and it sounded really close. And I thought, good grief, we're in the middle of a suburb. What's a chainsaw doing? And I went out to the front of the house and there was some gardeners and they had a chainsaw and they were trimming this bush with this chainsaw. And I was like, holy smokes, it wasn't a little trimmer thing. It was a full-on chainsaw. And I went over and I watched and I was amazed because what they were trimming was a bird of paradise bush. Now, I live in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, when I wander into a florist to buy myself a bird of paradise stem, which I do every once in a while in the wintertime because they're so beautiful and they just remind me that there's warmth someplace else, it costs me usually somewhere between $8.95 to $13.95 for a stem, depending on how large the flower is. Well, imagine yourself watching as somebody chainsaws a bird of paradise bush, and on the ground are all these blossoms because it grows like a weed there and it takes over. Oh my goodness. Well, when they were done, I said, don't sweep up the thing. Just let me first. And I went over and I pulled 10 to a dozen of the blooms that they'd cut off with the chainsaw. And I took them into the house and I arranged them in a vase and put some other greenery with them and just went, oh, that's so pretty. And they all laughed at me. They're all kind of giggling about it. So I guess it'd be kind of the equivalent of, you know, going on and getting dandelions here and bringing them into the house, because they consider them lawn trimmings. And so when I told them that that bouquet would have been $150 in Calgary, we realized we had a different perspective. And a different perspective will change everything. And that's what repatterning does. It's about how to get your mind to that positive place, to change your perspective so that you can move through whatever you're navigating with a lot more ease and grace. So we've been talking about moving from that place of overwhelm, and what do you do when there's more to do than day to do it in? And I said I'd share 5 different things with you about how you might be able to do that and how I managed yesterday to take a day that Superwoman and 6 of her friends couldn't possibly have accomplished and move through it. Did I accomplish everything? No, I did not accomplish everything. But you know what's really nice is that this morning I got up and I looked at that brain dump list from yesterday and there was a lot of highlighted things on it. And then it was like, okay, what's my word today? Prosperity, great. What's going to bring the most prosperity on this list? And that's what I did first. So that word of the day really gives you that focus. The brain dump activity we talked about before the break. Now, one of the things I want to add to that brain dump activity, so first of all, you set your alarm, your timer for 3 to 5 minutes. Just write down everything that's in your brain, all the stuff that needs to get done. If you run out of things before the timer goes, that's great. Put your pen down. If not, when the timer goes, you put your pen down. And then using your word of the day, you choose one thing to begin with. When you accomplish it, you highlight it. If you only accomplish half of it in the time that you've allotted for it, highlight half of it. But you've got something done. Highlighting it makes it be important, and it's really, really an incredibly useful thing to do on a brain dump thing. Then as you go along, let's say you do something that wasn't on your list that you forgot you needed to phone the accountant. And as you're phoning the accountant, you write on that brain dump list, phone accountant. And when they pick up the phone, you take your highlighter and you highlight it, and you know that you've accomplished that. So often we keep going through task after task after task, thing after thing after thing, and we keep going and we just move on to the next thing without going, you know what? Good on me. I did that. That's what the highlighting does. It really helps you acknowledge and helps you feel like you're getting somewhere, and you are getting somewhere. And if you look at my day book, I keep all of these things in a coil-bound book. I don't just use random scraps of paper. Reason I keep it in a coil-bound book is that then I know where that page is for today. And I went back to look at what was on my list, on my brain dump list that I did before we left, because before I left for that whirlwind trip, I had a huge list of things that had to get done. Somebody to take care of the house, making sure that the mail was picked up, the plants were watered, making sure that my appointments were changed with my clients, making sure that my dad was okay that I take care of, all of, you know, what to do about getting a ride to the airport, what to do about making sure that I had somebody to pick us up at the other end, all of those things. I made a big brain dump list. I went and looked at that and was just thrilled because it was almost all completed. There was two things left on it. Moved those over, highlighted the whole page, and it's like, good. That was a really accomplishing day. So you can do it even with time in the past. And sometimes when I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, I'll look back through my day book to previous lists and go, oh, that's done, that's done, that's done. And you know what? I thought that was so important and it hasn't been done and it's been a month. And you know what? It can just drop off my list of things to do. And yet it was one of those things that was bugging me at one point in time. So that brain dump list and highlighting it, super, super helpful in repatterning the way that your mind thinks about the activities that you have to do. End of the day, then you take a look at those highlighted things and you can add in, as I said, anything else that you've done and highlight that so that you can go, I accomplished things today. The other one we talked about just before the break was that just 10 minutes. And the just 10 minutes is when you're not feeling like doing anything, it's like, okay, I can do 10 minutes. What can I do 10 minutes on? Focused on something for 10 minutes. And you will be surprised at how effective that is. So those are the things we talked about before the break. If you're wanting some help, 877-230-3062. Or if you've got a comment to make, or if you'd like to just ask a question or do some repatterning. So, Kiara, I don't know if you're there right now. I should probably have given you a little bit of heads up that I was going to ask you to come on. Are you there?
I'm here.
Super. Now, you're good. So you and I chatted a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago now, because you had a brand new car.
Right.
And you weren't being really having fun with it. You were being kind of snarly about it, if I recall.
I was not enjoying it. And I felt that I should be. It seemed ridiculous that I wasn't, but I wasn't.
Yeah, and it wasn't really something that you planned for. It was one of those thrust upon you kind of new cars, right? It was
exactly.
Yeah, you didn't have time to think about it and dream about it. It was like your car died, so you had to go buy a new one, and here it is. Durr. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so we did a little bit of repatterning. I don't know, maybe 10 minutes worth, and what happened?
Oh, you taught me some wonderful phrases that I wrote down and stared at for days. And just ways of speaking about the old car and then my new car.
And what did you find happened?
After a couple days of just repeating, you know, certain phrases like I deserve my peppy black, wonderful new car, you know, it started sinking in. And I realized that I was holding on to this other car that I didn't even like and that was a huge problem. And I wasn't letting that go. And then once I learned you know, sort of a different way of saying it and looking at it, then it was super easy and it was gone. After a couple of days, everything just fell right into place.
Nice. And what I'm finding really interesting is you're saying my peppy black car.
That's right.
That old car. I just heard you say it, that old car, instead of my car, which was the old one. And that's another super simple way to repattern things, is to just, you know, move it into that or over there, the.
Yeah, I think at first I felt bad about this car, and maybe I was in mourning or something. I didn't want to let it go. And even saying that old car felt like I felt bad saying it, because, oh, this was my car and it, you know, it had done so much for me.
Yeah. And acknowledging what it had done, you know,
yeah.
I have this car and it's done some good things. And so that's great. And it is, it's just all perception, isn't it? And now when you think about the old car.
Oh,
yeah.
I shudder and I think, how did I do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. And you know, this is a perfect example of what we do in our lives. You know, we put up with something because it's the way we've done things. It's the thing that we're used to. It's comfortable. And you know, I've watched people, like I watched my dad do it. I took him out and got him a bunch of new clothes and he kept wearing his old clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, you got all these nice new clothes. I know, but there's still some wear left in these. And it's like, you're 93 years old. Wear the new ones. You know,
yeah.
You have to save them for good. You know, it's all good. Just enjoy.
Yeah. Well, do you feel that people even embrace that sort of negative stuff? Because when I think about the old car, and I embraced it because I felt like I had to, because it was all I had. So therefore, accept it, and
yep.
You know, this is reality.
Yeah. And I think there's also a piece of human nature here, Kira, that is about, you know, it happened to me on Tuesday morning. I went to a business meeting, and it's an every 2 week business meeting. And when I was there 2 weeks ago, of course, I had made all these plans of things I was going to do and didn't get any of them done because off I went to Australia. I shouldn't say didn't get any of them done, but it got other things done. You know, because I focused on what I could do, not what I couldn't do. And everybody's like, oh my, you must be suffering from jet lag. And I said, you know, yeah, it's a different time thing, but I'm really happy to be back and I'm focused and I'm, you know, but we can go into that drama place, you know, say, oh God, it was a 38-hour flight from when I got, you know, I left Sydney at 1:30 in the afternoon on Sunday and I got to San Francisco at 9 o'clock in the morning and it was still Sunday. And then I got home to Calgary and it was midnight. It was still Sunday. You know, you can go there, but how does it help you?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's that, you know, just deciding where you're going to focus and focus on how much fun you're having. So what fun stuff have you been doing in your new car?
Well, I drive a ton anyway. So just driving along, but I got satellite radio in it, which is awesome. So I get to drive around and listen to all these things I've never been able to listen to before. And I was telling you off the air that I just went and got it washed again today. I love washing and vacuuming my car. Just
maybe
it look pretty.
Yeah. Making it look pretty. So satellite radio, is that, help me with that in terms of technology. Is that something that people can get Contact Talk Radio on yet or?
No.
No, not yet.
Sorry, Contact Talk Radio.
Yeah, well, I was just curious because I don't know exactly how it works, because I know that some people listen in their car, so they must download it. Is that what they do or something?
It's just beamed down from satellites up in space.
Yeah.
So,
but if they listen to Contact Talk Radio in their car, how do they do that? Would they have to download onto their...
They would have to do that through their like Bluetooth system if they were downloading podcasts or had a way of listening, you know, to their phone or apps on their phone through their car.
Because I know that people tell me that they do that all the time. I'm like, how do they do that? Anyway.
Yes, that's how you would do it.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate you popping in and letting people know that you're feeling good about it. And it really is just a mindset.
Yes, it really is. And thank you very much. I try not to say it sounds silly or it keeps feeling silly, but it really does that was what was a problem for me at the time. But I'm very happy that you helped me through it.
Forgive myself for believing it was silly. It just was. And now we move forward. You know?
Yes. Perfect. Thank you, Suze.
Beat yourself up, girl.
Okay.
We're all human. Thanks so much for popping in.
Thank you.
All righty. So if you've got a story to share or a question to ask, 877-230-3062. We still have some time today, and I'm looking forward to offering you a spot in the Flip Your Switch course. I just want to tell you it's coming up May 5th. Oh, that's not quite the right date. That can't possibly be right. Let me just have a look. It must be May 7th. Must be the first one. I'll just have a quick look here. Yes, May the 7th. I put May 15th, May 14th. That doesn't work. Let's just try again. May the 7th, May the 14th, and May the 21st. They're Thursday evenings in Calgary. That's Mountain Daylight Time. We go from 6 to 7:15 Mountain Daylight Time. So Pacific Time, that would be 5 to 6:15. Eastern Daylight Time would be 8 to 9:15, and you can do the math from there. I actually discovered on my phone there's a thing called World Clock, and you can find out what time it is wherever you want to find out. It's really interesting. Didn't know it was there. Anyway, during the Flip Your Switch class, what we'll do is we do an overview of the technique. It's based on the book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts. You don't have to have the book read. You don't even have to own the book. People say to me, do I have to read the book first? And it's like, gosh, I was teaching this for 15 years before there was a book. Now there is a book. But what we'll do is put into practice and into your world and your examples the repatterning technique. As I mentioned earlier, we keep the class to, 15 max. Often there's sometimes 4 or 6 or 12, depending on how many people sign up. It's a $99 Canadian investment, which if you're in the States, you can take almost 30% off of that. It'll be down about $70. $99 Canadian investment. And for that, 3 3/4 hours of online courses, plus we record them and you get sent the MP3 so you can listen to it anytime you want, go back and review. And if you've got questions, send an email to me and I'll make sure that I address it either by return email or on the next class. You also receive in the mail your own copy of Pocketful, which is that 999-word booklet that gives you just an alphabetical listing of words that will up your vibration. And it's the one that I used when I was talking at the top of the show, going to what page and what column and what word. And I use muscle testing. And what we'll do is you will have a 15-minute one-on-one Skype call with me, also included in your investment, where you and I'll show you how to muscle test. I'll walk you through it, help you figure out how to use that book to pick your own word of the day and how to apply it into your own situation and make it work for you. So it's really an individualized course, $99 Canadian investment, and that 15-minute individual Skype call. You can also sign up just for that on my website, suzecasey.com, SUZECASEY.com, or if you're in the States, SUZECASEY.com. It's the same letter. We just pronounce it differently. That's called Daily Practice 101, and it's a $49 investment, and I'll walk you through how to do the muscle testing and how to apply those words to your daily life and give you some examples on that. That is such a successful activity that people were saying, and when I remember to do it, it works really, really well, and that's why I developed 365 Repattern app, which then sends you a word every day, and we mentioned about that earlier. A couple of people have sent me emails saying that it's not sending the push message anymore. What we've discovered is that if you've done an update on your phone, you may need to turn your phone off and turn it back on again, and then they should be popping up again. If they aren't, please do send an email to office@belief.repatterning.com. That's B as in boy, E-L-I-E-F as in Frank, R-E, the word pattern, patterning.com, beliefrepatterning.com, office@beliefrepatterning.com. Let me know what make and model you have and what you've tried. Sending me a note saying it's not working doesn't help us for troubleshooting at this end, because it's working from our end and it's working on everybody's phone in the office and around and about that we've checked with. So it's usually something to do with the settings on your phone. But do let us know if you're having challenges with it, because I want to make sure that you're getting it, because that helps you focus your day. So I talked about, I was going to give you 5 techniques to move from being overwhelmed to being accomplished, feeling that feeling of accomplishment. And we might even sneak in a 6th one here, but let's just review the ones that we've got. We talked about the word of the day. We talked about doing a brain dump. We talked about the just 10 minutes. We talked about highlighting the to-done list. And the next one I want to talk about, I mentioned when I was saying how my day went, but it's do something physical. One of the things that is really, really hard for our brains to do is to sustain any kind of focus for any period of time when you're sitting still. And yet, we've asked kids to do this for years, sit still and listen. And it's like, I don't know if you remember being in school, but you got all fidgety. Well, that's your body's way of saying, I need to move. And the reason is that your brain needs oxygen to learn. And the way our bodies get oxygenated is through exercise, physical activity, movement. So build that in. When you're trying to get something done and it feels overwhelming, stop and do a little break. Walk around a little bit. I talked about walking over, making myself a cup of tea, getting up, going down the stairs, going outside, getting the mail, coming back in, not getting sidetracked by the mail, just bringing it in, putting it on the table, just that little bit of physical activity. And then about every hour to hour and a half to 2 hours maximum, do something that's, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, a walk or up and down stairs or vacuuming or something that's going to create some physical activity for you. Most people in North America are really sedentary and your brain gets, well, just mushy. Let's put it that way, because it needs more oxygen in order to really get things happening and get those creative things happening. It needs the oxygen. So doing something physical. This does not have to be, you know, a full-on workout for an hour and a half, although that always helps. But, you know, 5-10 minutes, there's lots of research that's showing now that the 5-10 minute activities are often as important, if not more important, than the sustained doing something for an hour. So some kind of physical activity. So those were some of the things that I did to guide myself yesterday and have focus. I'm going to give you a bonus one because this is one of my favorite things to help me move from overwhelmed to accomplished. Remember I said you want to celebrate it, and that's you do that by highlighting? But here's another way of celebrating it. When I do a brain dump, I think about who do I want to call? Who do I need to call? And I'll do a phone call and tell them one of the accomplishments I've done today. So I might, you know, phone my accountant and say, yeah, I'm really excited because I just completed putting into the accounting package all of the entries for MasterCard for January and February. And she'll go, oh, that's great. And then you get some feedback. And then that helps you feel more accomplishing. It's great to give that feedback to yourself, but we all need that pat on the back from somebody else every once in a while. So who can you phone? And in just in the, not, I want to tell you all the stuff I got done today, but just in the course of conversation, yeah, this morning I did this, that they'll go, wow, that's great. Well done. I want to do that too. Now you've inspired me. Or that kind of a conversation. Super simple. Doesn't cost you anything if you don't call long distance, and can really support you in moving from that place of overwhelm to accomplishment. So there's a bonus run, a sixth way that you can move that way. So when there's more to do than you can possibly get done, the most important thing is shifting your perspective, thinking about it as focusing on what has been accomplished. So at the end of the day, you look at that highlighted list, you're going to feel better. You won't be exhausted because you've given yourself that little physical activity in between. And the other thing is be really kind to yourself. There is always going to be more stuff. I think the days of being bored happen when you're a child and you just haven't figured out all of the options. I remember kind of being bored in summer holidays. And I remember being kind of bored, well, yeah, mostly when I was a kid. Now, I do watch older people being bored. But really, people who are, you know, in their middle years, who are active, there's really no reason to be bored. It's an amazing world out there. There's lots of things to be going on. And so just focus on what you're accomplishing and celebrate it. Because we go from one thing to the next without stopping and celebrating. So let's do another series of repatterning statements. And we're going to do it around feeling like you have to do all the time and allowing yourself to just be. So I forgive myself for believing that I have to do. I forgive myself for believing that I have to do. And breathe it in. I give myself permission to focus on how I want to be. I give myself permission to focus on how I want to be. And breathe it in. I can focus on how I want to be, or I can focus on all I have to do. I can't do both at the same time. I can focus on how I want to be, or I can focus on what I have to do. I can't do both at the same time. I choose to focus on how I want to be. I choose to focus on how I want to be. Breathe that in. I choose to focus on how I want to feel or be, and then be that. I choose to focus on how I want to be or feel, and then be that. Breathe it in. Let me do another one on that line. I'm free to focus on how I want to be and take that to whatever activity I'm doing. I'm free to focus on how I want to be and then take that to any activity I'm doing and breathe that in. This is what I'm saying. You can take the word of the day and then apply it to whatever the task is that's at hand. I know what it feels like to be. I felt that way when. And so find out some time where you felt particularly peaceful or accomplishing or focused or joyful. And focus on that and acknowledge it. That's what the affirmation stage is. I know what it feels like to be. I felt that way when we were talking last night on the Chesterfield. That's who I really am. Okay, and breathe that in. And then your surrender statement. I'm learning how to, or I'm exploring how to, or I'm getting more efficient at, or I'm really enjoying, and use your word. Okay. I'm really exploring how it is to just be, and that feels accomplishing. All right. I'm going to be back next week, God willing, and the creek doesn't rise. April the 2nd, we're going to talk about something that Kiara just gave me the idea for when we were talking, because she said, I feel so silly. We're going to talk about that silly word, and it's perfect because it's the day after April Fool's, and we're going to talk about feeling silly and how you can get around that feeling. You're not silly. You weren't stupid. You just did it, and what can you learn and move forward from? So next week on Contact Talk Radio on Flipping the Switch, we'll talk about something around feeling silly. I don't have it fully formulated in my mind, but it will be between now and next week. And if you've got any suggestions or ideas about that topic or any other topic that you'd like me to address, do send me a note on the Facebook page. You'll find me Suze Casey Author. There's two Suze Casey pages. One of them is me wearing a hat. And that's my personal page, and that's where I talk about my grandbabies and my travels. But the things about repatterning are on Suze Casey Author, and that's where you'll find the repatterning information. And I'd love to hear from you with your ideas about what you'd like some help repatterning with or what you'd like some perspective on. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and to talking with you again next week, where we're going to just broach that. I hear people say it all the time. That was so dumb of me. I was so silly. Well, good grief. How dare you call yourself that? You wouldn't do that with a friend. So let's repattern it. Meanwhile, remember you're not Superwoman or Superman, and you can absolutely find ways to move from that overwhelm to that accomplishing place. So at the end of yesterday, I was gratified by my accomplishments. I used those activities. I used the brain dump, the just 10 minutes, do something physical, highlighting the to-done list. Yeah, I'm my own best client. And I remind myself of that. You've got skills and attributes that you give to other people. Give them to yourself when you're feeling down a bit. And the most important one of all, be gentle and kind to yourself, accepting that you're human. That's what I did yesterday. Although looking back, I have to admit, it was pretty much a Superwoman kind of day. You take good care of yourselves. Hug somebody that you love. I'll be back next week, same time, same channel, CTR Network with Flipping the Switch, and helping you find a perspective that works for you. Know you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. I'm Suze Casey, reminding you and giving you the support you need. Have a wonderful week. Bye for now.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.